This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Bringing you hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bang.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is cuckold.
And it is a very important episode because we got a guest.
Today we are joined by Arielle Kaplan.
It's very true.
Better known on Instagram as Whorgasmic. Mm-hmm. She is the host of the sex news podcast 7 Minutes in Heaven and writes about sex by night and Jews by day at a Jewish media company.
That's all true.
Yeah. Very important things. She told me before we started recording, she's like, I just want them to know that I'm Jewish and I'm a writer.
It's an important thing to get out in the world. Yeah, you know?
Representation. I want to give Jews a good name.
Yeah.
You know?
Good
There's
for
so
you.
Many of us out there giving us a bad name.
Well, thank you so much for being
Thank you for having me.
On the show. We're so excited to talk about porn with you.
I'm more excited.
And we picked the search term. Well, you picked a search term, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sure did.
Because you wanted to know more about it or because this is something that you search for?
I just started getting into it.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Yeah.
So this guy I used to date followed Whorgasmic, and I had done this story about having a threesome.
Oh.
And I'm really hope he's not listening to this. I doubt he is.
I mean, whatever.
No, whatever. Okay.
Well, and certainly not now. He might listen later.
And so I dated him for a while, and he told me when he watched it that he was super turned on. And yeah. At first he was horrified, then got turned on. And then that got me turned on by the idea of cuckold. So then this was like months ago. And then I don't know why, just a couple weeks ago, I started searching for it, but I couldn't really find any good videos. So the ones that you guys sent me were very interesting, and I have a lot of thoughts on them.
Yeah. Okay, good. Me too. I'm excited to talk about
Much to discuss.
Yeah. Laura, have you ever searched for cuckold?
I haven't. I mean, not like for my own pleasure.
Right.
Certainly like I have looked prior to this just to be like, is this what I think it is, or
right.
is, I mean, I like know the word cuckold from Shakespeare.
Wait, what did you like, think it was?
We've talked enough on this show about being theater nerds. Definitely like the origin of that. And
it's
then also
true.
Just like the use of the word cuck now, like in politics,
politics
or,
yeah.
you know, like, oh, this cuck here. Like, I think it's a fun word, but it's never been like
right.
a specific turn on. Although what's interesting is there is a bit of crossover with like threesome, certainly, mm-hmm. or like with this like notion of betrayal. So I could see why it's compelling. And mm-hmm. I think in theory, the concept is hot to me. I just haven't like gone for it in porn specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm open. I'm interested.
I am very open and interested. I also, it's not something I ever think to search for. Have to say it is one of my all-time biggest sexual fantasies.
Really?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I specifically want to have sex with someone else while my partner watches. And I also want my partner to like jerk off to it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's really,
like, I really, I don't want it to be like humiliating. Like I'm not interested in that aspect of like the cuckolding, but I'm interested in like the, like they're dominant and like, and actually like are a part of it. And like, mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, the puppeteer, I guess, of like the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was this show called The Girlfriend Experience on Stars. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever watch it? It was like
I watched
the
movie. I didn't watch the series. I watched the movie with Sasha Grey.
So the first season of it was incredible. Riley Keough, I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name. She was in it and she plays like a high-end escort, and she basically gets paid to like do like a cuckold scenario with another male escort. And it was, I masturbated to that, hands down. Like, that was porn to me, actually. I masturbated to a lot of that TV show. So everyone should watch it. First season is incredible. Second season is like But for
not
a season,
masturbating worthy.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. I was like,
great story, but not worth dealing off to. So why?
I was like,
bother?
I'm turned on, but the first season was hands down awesome. So that was like my first introduction to it. And like, I haven't really ever searched for it, but it is something that I think about a lot in terms of like fantasies. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever dated anyone that you like? Have you ever been like, oh, this could happen? Like, this, like, I can't imagine any partner I've ever had
being
open to something like that. Like, I've been in an open relationship before, which I feel like I've talked about a lot on the show, and I'm worried I'm becoming the open relationship girl. No, listen,
we
I haven't
know
pegged,
about it.
But I have done some interesting things.
Like, oh,
I have been in an open relationship. But like, even he was like secretly deeply jealous.
Right.
And the open relationship was actually just like a way for him to challenge that, I think. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a single partner that I'm like, that person would definitely be open to being in the room
right.
while someone else was fooling around with me, let alone like fucking me.
Right, how do you
being
bring
into that
up?
I think you either like are incredibly compelled by it, like sexually turned on by it,
right.
or just like terrified of it. And I am curious if more people were open to it, if they would find it more enthralling, like sexier.
Yeah. There was definitely someone that I was sleeping with who was like, he was very much like, I'm not into like monogamy. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine, because one of my deepest fantasies is to like have sex with someone else, like while like my partner watches. And he was like, I would be into that. But it never came to fruition, unfortunately.
Are you, can you make that happen now?
I mean, I haven't really, I mean, we're not sleeping together anymore, and it's been like years, so I can't just, I could, maybe I'll call him up and be like, hey, do you want to watch me fuck someone? But he'd be like, who is this? Whose
who
number
is
this?
But then once you've jogged his memory, you know.
And then maybe he'd be like,
yeah. It's a very specific ask, you know?
Yeah.
He's it's like, content right. for the pod.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
This is for research, for science. Yeah.
I think it's one of like the most stigmatized fetishes, but also why is this considered a fetish?
I don't know. I had a similar question, especially as I was, you know, wandering the aggregates, looking this up and like looking around for titles and like different examples of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the reason it's sort of considered fetish is it potentially falls. It challenges heteronormativity, I think, is the reason. And like, so if we're relying on sites like Pornhub and RedTube to like tell us what's a fetish, I think there's a line around like, you must be some kind of girly man if you want your woman to watch, like if you want to watch your woman fuck someone else, that like, that this, the, let's just go there, like the notion of toxic masculinity puts pressure to say like, she's your woman, she's no one else's woman.
Yeah.
And to be interested in anything outside of that is otherized, you know, like is weird or is gross. So like, I think sometimes it falls into this like fetish category, even though to me it's generally contains like whatever kind of sex act, but like often very mundane, like typical sex acts. But is like, oh, it's like this guy's here and he's into watching this. But like, yeah, I mean, I agree that it goes hand in hand with a lot of other fetish that is,
well, it's actually a
unrelated,
part of,
but
it's a part of it's like masochism, you know?
Yeah,
like it's under the realm of like masochism. So like, I think that's why it's regarded as a fetish.
Yeah, that it's sort of self punitive.
Yeah, it's like
that makes sense. That makes more sense.
It's like definitely because the. Like, besides cuckold, the second thing that people look for is like
femdom, and
like humiliation. Amateur or not amateur doesn't have anything to do with it, but like cuckold humiliation is like the second most, besides just straight up cuckold, because it kind of, and also what I find really interesting, which I think is a great, like the two films that we're going to talk about, there's like a spectrum of like cuckold. Like it's either, you know, super hardcore humiliation, like you're not man enough to fuck me, so I'm going to fuck someone else and you're going to watch. Or that it's also like, you know, like someone who's, you know, kind of basically like orchestrating the whole thing and is like overseeing it and like very much in charge and like taking part.
Like the producer.
Yeah. It's like the producer. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Or a situation where like it is a turn on for, let's say, the male partner, and he wants to watch. So it's, you know, it's more communicative and it's more like predetermined, like how things are going to go down rather than it being this. I mean, I think I got ahead of myself talking about like why cuckold is treated as a fetish when it isn't necessarily, or like, I think there's different kinds of cuckold that walk closer to fetish than others. And I got ahead of myself because I was thinking about the second video that we'll review, where I think whoever created that video is making a statement about like what kind of man would be cuckolded. That is not something I'm on board with, but we can talk about that when we get there.
Right. Like, I think it's also part of the whole idea that like walking up, like facing a fear, you know, like walking up to an edge and being like, I can stare this down. Like, if my biggest fear is that my partner's going to cheat on me, like, what if I'm an active participant in it? You know? Like
exposure therapy.
Exactly. And being like, I'm okay with it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like also
before about like, oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ariel.
I feel like it's also watching porn in real life, even though I guess we'll talk about it later. But like, the cuckold is not always jerking off to the scene, but like they're watching it and... What better way to see porn with like your lover as the main attraction?
Oh yeah, I mean I've never been to a sex show, but like I would definitely, and I feel like that's basically what being a cuckold. Okay, wait. So the husband who's is the cuckold, right?
I think so.
Yes,
that's the
you're the cuck.
The cuckold.
If you're the husband who's being cheated on, in theory, or like who's outside of the sex act,
Should I just define it? Do you guys want to hear a definition about it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So a cuckold.
I have one too.
Oh, do you? Okay. So it's a man who willingly encourages his wife to sleep with other people because it brings him pleasure. And then I also wrote that, you know, it exists on a spectrum, basically. Interestingly enough, the mentions of the term have decreased significantly since 1800.
Late Old English from Old French cuckold from cuckoo. Cuckoo from the cuckoo's habit of laying its egg in another bird's nest.
French origin.
The equivalent words in French and other languages applied to both the bird and the adulterer. Cuckold has never been applied to the bird in English.
Is it interesting to keep that last part? Thank you for that.
Is it interesting?
I think it is.
Because I'm on the fence having said it. It's fine.
So some more fun things. You guys want to learn a term? I have two terms, actually.
Always. Obviously.
Okay, great. So you mentioned a little bit before. So a cuck in modern day politics, it's the abbreviation of cuckold. It's been used by the alt-right to attack the masculinity of the opponent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you see.
Yeah, originally aimed at conservatives, who the alt-right saw as ineffective. And then another fun term, and I think I'm pronouncing this right, cuckween. Cuckween?
I thought you were going to say cuckweef. That's where I thought we were going. But
when you queef during a cuckold experience, cuckweef.
A cuckweef.
Yeah, different from a regular queef because the cuckold smells
because
it.
Because two people are watching.
Because two people witnessed it.
Witness your queef.
Cuckween. I believe is how it's pronounced. Okay, so it's derived from Middle English, dating back to 1562 AD. It's a wife with an adulterous husband. So it's like the female version.
Oh, you a cuckween, girl?
Yeah, you a cuckween. So it's a woman who the fetish is like watching and deriving sexual pleasure from watching their man having sex with several women besides, you know, themselves.
I would hate that.
Really?
I'm super jealous.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Me too. Doesn't track. Like, I'm like, I want to fuck someone else in front of you, but you don't get to touch literally anyone else.
Or think about that.
I know. I don't even want to know. If you think about someone else, I'm chopping your dick off.
I'm rational.
Yeah.
But I certainly have like jealous tendencies that get the better of me every now and then.
Right. Are you saying we're irrational?
Yeah. Yeah, rude.
You said it. No, I'm just like, I think I'm like rational to a fault. I mean, if we want to go there, like I will justify stuff that I'm like, well, to be fair, like I can see his point that he should be allowed. And it actually does get me into situations where I'm like, I fail to actually like ask for what I want. So I'm not really saying it's better or worse, but I'm like, I over rationalize if anything and am constantly like forcing myself into some chill zone that serves no one. So,
right.
You know, we're all learning.
Yes. But I like, I mean, I guess I'm jealous, but I also like using jealousy as like foreplay. Do you know what I mean?
Like a
yeah,
like
sometimes there's a little gameplay around like, oh, maybe there's other people in my life. Or like, oh, maybe.
Right. Like, I don't
maybe
care.
Maybe this
like,
guy was into me.
Oh, you're going to try
like,
to make me jealous? Watch. Yeah. Hold my beer. You know what I mean? Like, let's just try. Yeah. Honey, go ahead.
I found some Pornhub stats about cucks.
Did you?
And cuckolding.
Give it to me.
1.75 million people search some variation of cuckold, cuck, or cucked on Pornhub, placing it in the top 100, which is actually not that high compared to other search. I thought like this would be like in the top 20 search terms.
I thought so too. It's interesting that it isn't.
Yeah.
I think it's a little kinky for Pornhub's audience.
But it has also jumped in popularity from like from 2013 to 2016, it grew by 57%
popularity. It's getting normalized.
So, I wonder why. I wonder what that was. Everyone watched that one episode of Girlfriend Experience. That's why. And they're like, hot. I'm tuning in for it.
Yeah, no, something must have happened.
Yeah. Maybe like onto something. More like cheating husbands or cheating wives, you know, and like their partner was like, actually... Now that I think about it, can I watch? You know, instead of just being like, "Fuck That's you, let's get a divorce." You know,
it's maybe like, this, maybe the same way that like MILF surges on Mother's Day, cuckold is surging because of like the alt right. Yeah. And it's like, now that you mention it, I do want to know more about cuckolding.
But actually, people are just like searching for it because they're trying to see like alt-right people fuck. And they're like, this isn't what I wanted. That?
Does anyone want to see that?
Yeah, well, maybe other alt-righters, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah. Like the far left.
I'm searching for cuck because I hope that I'm seeing far right one of the alt-rights like getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah. I will say that like when I was looking this term up, there is a lot of there are a lot of racial dynamics inside of this term. Like when I was looking for terms for our search term showdown, which we'll get to in just a moment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of BBC. Like there is a lot of like white wife, black husband.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So sorry, not black husband, black other guy.
Yeah.
Right, right,
what do we call him? If we call the husband the cuckold, what do we call
the guest star?
The guest star. Wait, no. He has a name.
Does he?
He's the prop.
Oh.
But there's something like more sophisticated. I heard it once and I should have written it down.
Oh, I like that though.
We'll figure it out.
The prop.
He's the prop.
Guest star.
The guest star. Yeah.
Maybe he'll be a recurring if he's lucky. I wonder what that comes from. Like why there's like a race play in there.
Well, I think it's like white wife gets huge BBC because the white husband has like a small dick.
Penis.
Yeah. It's like fulfilling her fantasy. Oh,
right. I think some ways, I mean, I like to think that it's driven by the female fantasy. I think it's also driven by this like humiliation component. Right. I also think racism is driven by fear. So I think a lot of white men are like, terrified of the black aesthetic or the black stereotype.
That's a very good point.
And are just like playing into that in their secret moments watching porn. Like I think there probably are a lot of like small white men, and I don't necessarily mean that literally, but in some cases certainly, who are leaning into their fears.
Right.
I can't imagine they're telling anyone about it, but I bet that like fuels this.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. Yeah, and also because like they're just assuming that like every black man is like well endowed and
that they're perpetuating that stereotype for themselves and then
exactly
sort of torturing themselves around it or like leaning into the like their assumptions around it or all like getting off on the idea of it, you know, like whatever that however that might manifest.
Right.
Yeah.
See, for me it would be like hot wife gets fucked by someone who knows where the clit is.
Yeah, exactly. Like
hot wife gets fucked by someone with health insurance.
Yeah. Hot wife gets fucked by someone who knows how to talk about your feelings without trying to problem solve too preemptively. Like, hot wife gets fucked by good listener.
100%.
Yeah.
Should we go into the showdown?
Yeah, I'm ready if y'all are.
Well, I've never been more ready.
I walked in here ready.
I know. She's ready to go.
Let's do it. First one. Husband cuckolded my wife. So I confused.
What?
Because husband. Do you see? Yeah.
Is it his husband?
Unclear. Husband cuckolded my wife.
Yeah. Someone else's husband.
Yeah.
Cuckolded.
Just none of the sentence does not agree with itself.
Yeah.
Based around like what by definition a husband is, what a cuckold is, and whose wife.
Whose husband? Do we know how many hits this one has?
Ariel's like, I watched it. She's like, sometimes it's literally my favorite porn, so fuck off.
Wait, no, this is the Pornhub one, right?
I made this? This is my work?
Just if we searched in Pornhub, like what comes up.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not loading. This one has 995,893 views.
Oh,
and
wow.
74% rating.
74%.
Wow.
Interesting. Husband cuckolded my wife.
No, you're giving it credit, more credit than it's due. It's just husband cuckolded my wife.
Oh, okay. Husband cuckolded my wife.
Husband cuckolded, comma, my wife.
No comma.
Semicolon.
No. Four words. No punctuation.
Don't try.
You're really, I see the punch up you're trying. I see the accommodations you're trying to make it make sense. But I think this is just one of those mashups where they're like, we got all the words in.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's SEO.
They're going to get it. Yeah, they're going to get it.
Next one. Wife is not enjoying her first cuckolding.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's the title.
That sucks.
She's not into it.
Of course.
Which really piques my interest, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I'm sure she also gets destroyed and then probably cries at the end.
Oh.
Guys are
Or it's just like anticlimactic. Like, that's what I imagine.
Yes.
Is at that the it's end of just it, she's boring.
Like, actually, I didn't really like it.
Yeah. Next one. Stranger accidentally comes inside my wife and got her pregnant.
Accidentally?
Stranger. Yep.
How do they know she got pregnant? Yeah.
Exactly. My main question is, like, this is a porn.
Yeah.
So am I watching?
Yeah.
Which part of the story?
Yeah. Like, that's true.
I presume I'm watching the stranger accidentally come inside your wife.
Yeah.
So just knowing the information, like, got her pregnant is...
Yeah, how do we know?
I guess they kept in touch.
Yeah, I guess so.
We need a sequel.
He was like, actually, you know, I'm pretty sure that we should upload this. I don't know, crazy idea.
The masses need to know.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Uh-huh.
Hey, cuck. I am ass fucking your wife.
I love the weird accent that you do for this.
Yeah, it turns on.
Yeah.
It's specific. There, it's like becoming this weird, like, European hybrid accent that I only do for the showdown. It's
I am ass fucking your wife.
Yeah.
Makes it very
sophisticated. I'm ass fucking your wife. I feel like I feel the need to put it on when it just feels like a weird sentence or like a non sequitur.
Right.
I just can't imagine anyone being like, hey, cuck, I'm ass fucking your wife. Like, I just can't imagine anyone saying that in passing or during a sex act.
I know.
So I was like, this is a cheerful like misunderstanding. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, ass fucking your wife.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were done.
Right. I'm done now.
Here I come.
I'm certainly done now.
Here I come. All right. Would you give me a kiss after he comes in my mouth, cuckold? Ellie.
Okay, Ellie. Wait. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever... Wait, give him a kiss after he comes in your mouth. Yeah. Have you ever, like... My friend had cum in her mouth and then spat it back out into her partner's mouth. And I knew this when I was 15 years old and I was like... I was in like Jewish day school. Yeah. I heard this and I passed out basically.
Yeah, you were like, what?
But this is a hot thing, question mark?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some people love it. Like CEI is huge.
Yeah, strong personal preference, I would say. I've definitely kissed guys after going down on them. I have not done so without them like sort of initiating. And I've never spat it in someone's face.
Yeah,
like,
but I definitely know like
cum in someone's mouth.
Plenty of those people that like that exist, but I wouldn't try it without...
Consent.
You know.
Right. It makes me
consent,
think of the,
you know, some dialogue around it, him asking, because I honestly, I think it's rare enough that you want to be sure.
Could you imagine if it goes wrong? You just like go up to kiss the person, you just put their cum in their mouth. Like, there's going to be a lot of guys angry with that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of guys upset.
Yeah. Ironically, there's a lot of guys who don't seem to be bothered to like check in about you having their cum in your mouth. So.
Oh, certainly not.
I mean, I don't care, but I appreciate it. Like, here's a heads up for what's going to happen in the next 30 seconds. Yeah. So you have choices around how you handle it.
What's fucked is like guys that like are like, oh, I don't really want to kiss you. You just swallowed my cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is fucked up.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What is that actually?
You're a weird squeamish germaphobe, but you're happy to have me like take the thing that grosses you out.
I just swallowed it. So, and you don't want it, you don't want, my, it's now in
you don't
my,
want the aftertaste, yeah, let alone
it's
the substance
in my
itself.
Intestines, you yeah. know? But like, you don't want to kiss me because like it was once in my mouth. Like, grow up.
Wait, they don't want to kiss you because it was once in your mouth?
Yeah.
I don't think that's why they don't want to kiss. I think they don't want to taste their own cum.
Right.
But not because your mouth. Oh, I thought you were saying, like, once the cum hits your lips, I don't want it anywhere near mine, as opposed to them just being put off by the cum itself.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I don't understand the difference. You've lost me. I mean, like,
I thought what you were saying is, like, that he would eat his own cum, except after it's been in your mouth.
Like, he'll put it in a cup, drink it. But
he's like, if it's in your nasty ass mouth, like, bitch, I don't want it. I don't know when the last time you brushed your fucking molars was, so I don't want it anywhere near.
I think they think it's gay, and it's their own fucking cum.
Right. It's like a homophobic, weird. Yeah, it's
yeah, or just 100%. A generally squeamish thing. And honestly, like, if you're listening, guys, like, it makes you less fun in bed.
Right.
Like, just generally being squeamish and being like, ew, gross,
like,
bodily
be
stuff.
Freaky. Like, that I'd be like way more into that than you being like, oh, no, I'm not gonna, you know.
Yeah. Or, like, and I can always like, be like, maybe we draw the line here, but like,
or being weird about like someone wiping up just their own cum on you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm literally a cum rag, and like, you're like squeamish about like where to like how to clean it up.
Yeah, like, weirdly it's demeaning that way. Like when they're unwilling to deal with it, but they're willing to like put it on like, or inside of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, does that happen?
But also
you guys?
Just a guy or any sexual partner.
At like, some point in my life it has happened. Now what? I feel like I'm having sex with people who are more grown up, hopefully, knock on wood.
Who have their own cum rags.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you know, there are some guys who are like weird about that, you know?
Yeah, it's a turn off to me. Like, I get that we all have boundaries, but someone just generally being squeamish.
Right.
Like, about, like, sweat and cum and, like, anything. Like, it's also a turn off when a guy's like, ooh, period. I'm like, you're a child.
God.
Like, you don't need to eat it, but, like, don't act like your dick can't go anywhere near it.
Yeah. And, like, but also you'd put your dick in my ass?
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, I don't want to have sex with you on your period, but I will certainly fuck your butthole.
I have not encountered that.
I feel like that's what everyone's like. Yeah, my boyfriend doesn't want to have sex with me on my period, so we just do anal. And I'm like, how is that any more, like, how is that any less messy?
It's
like,
so much worse.
Yeah. And I'm like, and how is that any less, like, gross from his perspective? Like, he's like, oh, menses? Absolutely not. Like, booty snot? Here for it.
At least the blood is like extra lube.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's poop lubricated.
I mean, there is that weird thing that happens, booty snot, you know?
That's I don't know. What is booty snot?
It's just like someone.
This is definitely
friend.
Going in the description of this episode.
A gay friend told me this, and it's like, you know, just like some, like a mucusy sort of like personal lubricant that like comes out of your butt, you know, that like happens in your anus.
How do I find it? How do I get that out?
I mean, it just kind of happens, I think, when you're like having anal.
Yeah. I have to have more anal then.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
I would argue that, like, booty snot is probably made of a lot of different things. Like, lubricant itself, but also, like, whatever
is in there.
Bodily fluid or things are
is
in
already
there.
In
and, like,
there, yeah.
Okay. And sweat, probably.
It's a cocktail.
And, like, just whatever else is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a cocktail of many things.
So are we good on, would you give me a kiss after he comes to my mouth, cuckold, Ellie?
Oh, sure, yes.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we can move on. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure we got the sign off that was weirdly like Ellie.
Yeah.
I bet it's actually
who's Ellie?
I'm betting it's the porn star's name, but I like to think that it's a sign off. Like, yeah. Dear God, Ellie. Are you there? Or are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. It's like, would you give me a kiss after he comes my mouth cuckold, Ellie? A different kind of YA novel.
Yeah.
Find it at your local public library.
Yeah. All right. Cuck story. Cuckold by your mom, the French tutor slut.
Is this all one thing?
Yes. Cuck story, in parentheses, which I think is a series.
Oh, okay.
So, cuck story, mm-hmm. cuckold by your mom, the French tutor slut. So, just really pinging a lot of those...
hot terms.
Search words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into
yeah.
one.
Is it a stepmom?
Your mom, French, yeah, tutor.
French tutor.
Slut.
Slut. Cuckold.
By
yeah.
your... And now I've named yeah. all the words.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I'm sure a lot of people just that accidentally comes up and they're like, yeah, sure, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird. Data, Rachel. Data's
I
the
really,
future.
I can't even like picture it in my head, like what this porn is. Like, who the mom, cuckold by your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, is the person who's writing this
the son or the daughter?
Yeah.
The child?
Or like,
of-
or the person who's the prop?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm confused.
Wait,
I'm not
going
to take the time
mom,
to look at it because it's
yeah. Anyways,
taking a while to load. We're just going to make assumptions.
Yeah,
I, you know, I who
I'm
doesn't
not watching
love an
it.
Assumption?
I'm not going to watch it. Don't make me.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it out of protest.
Yeah.
Against the bad title.
Right. Should we take a little break?
Great.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. We were just discussing this fascinating drink that I'm drinking right now.
For classy girls.
Yeah, it's a tall boy of a sparkling margarita, because that's who I am.
Because you love yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Because you're worth it.
I am, 100%. You can't convince me otherwise.
I wasn't. I was supporting you. I was endorsing your choices.
Thanks. Love you.
Love you too. Oh, which video should we do first? Deeper?
Sure. Deeper.com.
All right.
This is the more ethical porn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Katrina and Nigel.
Mm-hmm. It's called Katrina and Nigel. Mm-hmm. And it's from Deeper.com, formerly Trenchcoat X, or like has Deeper.com has absorbed Trenchcoat X, because we went to Trenchcoat X and then found out it like wasn't there anymore. And they notified us that they'd migrated over to Deeper.com. So for anyone who has looked for those videos from us in the past that we've mentioned on Trenchcoat in the past, Deeper is now your place. They do have all of the same content, as far as I know, that we had looked at before.
It looks like they've split. So Deeper.com is just Kate and Cross.
Got you.
Yeah. And yes. Stoya is Zero Spaces.
Because Stoya had left Trenchcoat a little while ago, I think, right?
I think so. And now that...
I think she had.
So Deeper.com is just Kate and Cross, and Stoya's got her own platform, which everyone should check out, called Zero Spaces.
Yeah. So this porn is a cuckold porn.
Tis.
It's a hearty half hour.
Got a half hour to spare?
And it features real-life couple...
It's true.
Nigel Dictator and Katrina Jade.
Yep.
plus Charles Darrah and Tommy Gunn as the props, I guess we'll call them, as the other boys at the party.
Tommy Gunn, a veteran porn star. Tommy
Gunn. Yeah. Old school. And Charles Darrah, Marine.
And also hot.
Fucking hot.
Charles Darrah is beard face, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Hottie.
Yeah.
I like beard face more than Tommy
Brunette beard face. Should we do a quick like recap of the plot?
Right.
If you can call it that.
Sure.
So we open on like a dark room, very severe lighting, intense close-ups. Katrina is like up on a spit. Like she's essentially like upright. I call it a spit. There's no fire, but like
a stake.
She's, she's tied up on a pole essentially on this like rotating platform. And she's like bound with rope that is being pulled and that is like unraveling around her.
Yeah. And then we
as she turns, that makes her more naked as the rope goes away.
Right.
As you can imagine, listeners.
This lasts for 10 minutes, it's, by the way.
Yeah.
Far too long.
There's a very sustained opening. That's why I feel like I need to sufficiently summarize. Yeah. Lots of like close ups of tits silhouetted and
backlit stuff.
Rope and backlit stuff.
Then we've got
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got two hooded men who are the props. And then we've got a very interesting looking.
He looks like Seth Rogen, okay?
Yeah. But less attractive. With a big beard. Husband.
Like Seth Rogen is a hobbit. Like extra long beard.
Husband he's slash also, king.
He's also
slash,
hooded.
He's
but
hooded.
Like, less
and
so.
On
like his
a
face.
Throne?
Is, yeah, he's throne sitting on a throne. Kind.
Yeah.
He's wearing like a full robe and like a hood that sort of hides half his face. And the other guys are naked. Shirtless? Yeah. Shirtless. They're wearing pants. And then have hoods over just their heads.
Right. Very elaborate setup. We're also in about 6 inches of water on the ground.
Yes, we're in like a shallow pool.
We're in a shallow pool.
Kind.
In an big empty space that looks like, reminds me of Stranger Things.
Oh, wait, you guys are Harry Potter fans, question mark?
Yeah.
Okay. This reminds me of like the Basilisk.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get that. I was thinking where like Eleven goes in Stranger Things. Do you know what I mean?
Just the like empty vast space.
There's
also like, the OA does that in season one too.
Right.
Like where are we? Like in the stars? And like, there's
we're
people
in a porno.
There, but it's very empty.
Surprise.
We're in a porno.
So and then, you know, basically, Katrina Jade gets down and dirty with these two props in front of the husband slash king slash dictator.
Whatever he is.
dictator.
Yeah, she takes their hoods off. She makes out with them first. She takes turns going down on them, and then she double time.
Yeah.
Does hand job, blow job with both of them.
Right. We've got a classic Eiffel Tower in there. Couple in both variations.
Yep.
We've got some stuff on the cuckold's lap.
You know? I love that.
Yeah. Me too.
That was so
They like
hot.
Sit her on his lap and then Charles Darrah like fucks her first while she's on her husband's lap.
Yeah. And then she like pushes him away with her foot like a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
I loved that too. Things I didn't like.
Okay.
It took about 8 minutes to get that bitch untied from her stake.
Yeah, that was annoying. I fast forward through it.
I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. The opening was too sustained. It was it was more than we needed.
Yeah. Like, if I was trying to jerk off, like, I would absolutely have, like, exited out by now. What about, like, ooh, new porn. Not for me.
Yeah. That would be one that I'd curate and I'd, like, skip through and be like, oh, there's some cool lap fucking. We'll just cue it up there.
Yeah.
And come back.
I also, you know what I did like? The music.
Yeah.
The music reminded me of Angelo Badalamenti, who does all the stuff for David Lynch. It sounded like Twin Peaks-y.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like maybe like a weird David Lynch sex scene.
David Lynch does great sex scenes.
Yeah.
So,
but
good reference.
Yeah, this was a very, I loved the music. I also really thought that both of those men were hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They definitely were.
I thought that Charles Darrah was like super hot and he had like an aggressive sensuality to him that I was way into. Like that I did like that about this, that it wasn't just straight up fucking, like with the props, like there was like So I actually spent half the porn trying to figure out who the husband was. I mean, I like should have assumed it was the guy on the throne, but I was like, wait a minute, is this guy watching? And this, like, I think just because of the thumbnails, I was like, this brunette dude's her husband. And they just like, I made them a couple and had a hard time letting go of that
Their
idea.
Their chemistry was amazing. That's
they, but yeah, they were very passionate.
Very good
Yeah, like the description of the video was like, the tension between Nigel and Katrina is palpable, and I did not find that tension palpable.
Agreed.
But I did find like the tension between Charles and Katrina to be super hot, which I guess is like is hotter. Like you want the person fucking her to actually be into it.
yeah, he had some great moments where he like wrapped her arm, his arm.
Yeah,
around
I had that written
neck.
In my notes too. Oh, he put his arm around her neck and like fucked her from behind, and that was sick.
Yeah, I loved that.
I had a harder time getting into Tommy Gunn only because he looked like a straight ripped John Glazer. Do you know who John Glazer is?
Alana Glazer's brother?
John Glazer, like John Glazer loves gear. He like has a TV. He's a comedian, but he's...
Don't know him.
Yeah. Also, he looks like he could be the guy from Game of Thrones, Bronn or whatever.
Wait. Which guy from Game of Thrones?
The guy who was like the sellsword, who was like Tyrion's like best friend, and then like teaches like Jaime like how to fight again, and he's like a like lover of the ladies. He looked exactly like him, and I was like, that is Bronn, like to a T. And then I was into it when I made that connection. I was like, yeah, hot, super hot.
Nice. How did you guys feel about her initial blowjobs with like it was like the sloppiest blowjob I've ever seen?
I have to say I'm not a big like spit person.
Same.
Yeah.
More are you?
Like I'll allow it. It was more spit than I needed, but I'm like I've come to just like expect it in porn and be like, it's getting it real sloppy. I have to say that I was wildly impressed because that was one of the like longest, thickest cocks I've seen in a while, even in porn.
Yeah.
That she took the whole ass thing. I was like, whoa.
Right. She was such a deep throater.
Yeah.
So that was impressive. No gag, but like, I tend to just skip the blowjobs when I watch porn. Except for to like stay up on what's the latest, like what are the kids doing these days?
Let me get some
generally
tips and
I
trick
them because it's they're not like a source of pleasure or like heat for me. So I was fine with a blowjob. I was like, damn, lot of spit, eating her own spit more,
and also like spitting it out. I almost just spit straight into this microphone. I'm really sorry, but like you know, just like generating a lot of spit and like putting it on there, like and then like having it like dribble from her chin.
Yeah.
Like I know there are some people who really love saliva and like find it really hot, but it's not a thing.
A lot of
for
spit
me.
Work. Yeah.
I think maybe in the act, like I like spit and like saliva, but like if I'm
I just like enough
I don't,
that like
I don't, necessarily
I don't
like
to watch
it.
No, I don't like the noises. It's very gross to me, but like I think that penis havers like to watch that because they're envisioning it on their own dick.
Right.
And it's also very impressive because usually when I'm having sex, I smoke beforehand and I get dry mouth.
I can't produce
enough saliva. So I'm a little jealous too.
That's
a lot of spit. And it was spit that's like viscousy. You know, it's like spit because she's like getting, like she's opened up her like larynx.
Right.
You know?
It looked kind of like cum. She was rubbing it all over the dicks.
Like it's probably like intestinal lining. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot.
We're really getting into some interesting mucuses on
I
this.
Know. We are, aren't we? Aren't
so
we?
Many fluids.
Yeah. I mean, they can't be avoided, but this one in particular.
Yeah. I have to say that I like watching hand jobs more than I like watching blowjobs. Like when she was going in between the two dicks and like sucking each of them off and like in between, like she'd be like jerking off the other guy. Like I was like more turned on by like the jerking off motion.
Interesting.
Than the blowjob. And I think it's because like I like watching guys jerk off. Like I like solo male stuff.
Oh,
yeah, I love it. Hot. Like that's hot. And I want to watch like a guy jerking off more than like, you know, like a girl sucking their like a guy's
Do you think it has to do with the noises and the saliva? or like the dude doing it himself and like no other girls involved. And
I think it's like the motion too.
Fat.
Yeah, that's a good question. I love that jerking off motion. Like, cause it looks like it's just like intense and it's like, you know, like when someone's like really jerking. Yeah, I don't know.
This is fun. This is opening this up for me too. Cause I definitely like thinking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I like watching guys jerk off. And I think that's maybe even more a personal thing. Like I rarely seek out like male solo, but maybe now I will because in real life, I love watching a guy. Because usually it means he's jerking off to me. And I like the idea of like him being like turned on about me, maybe in the room.
Yeah, but
and usually me, like I'm usually touching myself at the same time if that's happening.
Sure. Yeah, mutual masturbation. Not super hot.
Yeah, that's what we call that. I do have to say, I wrote in my notes, my eyes are watering watching this. Like when she was taking the dick all the way, like my eyes,
so emotional.
My eyes water, I gag. She, I was like, how are you not crying, bitch?
Like, lack of oxygen.
So, intense. There was also one tiny awkward moment I just wanted to clock. At like 10:10, she had gone down on the first guy who I think, if I'm remembering correctly, was Charles, and then went over to suck off Tommy.
Yeah.
And there was like a weird moment where she like crouched down and I think he wasn't sure what was happening. So he sort of like leaned over and then was like, oh no. Like, you know, like he was like, and then I don't know. Okay, cool. But it, like stayed in the take. Like, I love that weird, those weird awkward moments.
Me too. I have to say, I really, what was lacking for me the most was like the connection between like the cuckold and Katrina.
Yeah, and they're a real life couple.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I was like, does he like this or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just awkward on camera. Like I don't know that much about him, but like
I don't think he's a
he just had like resting fine with this face. Do you know? Like he was like sort of a half smile.
Yeah.
Or, like, trying to look. He was totally smiling and then he says, what did he say? He's like,
there's one line of dialogue. He says, let him come inside your pussy. Let it come in your pussy.
His voice was not what I thought it was going to sound. It was like way more high pitched.
I know. It's nerdy as hell.
Let it come in your pussy.
It didn't sound sexy at all.
No.
It didn't sound sexy.
I didn't think it was that bad, but it was just like awkward. Like I felt like he was like, I guess I'm doing this. Like I'm playing a druid. Like what is this? Like I felt like he was just uncomfortable with the whole thing and it kind of showed. And he was like,
he was also
trying
just kind of
to look like manly enough for this, you know? Like, I feel like he was trying to be like, I'm fine with this. Like, he was making that face that men make when they're being competitive, but they're trying to act like they're not. Like, they're not bothered by it, but they're like,
He was also like, just kind of like derpily like sitting, like slouched over and like sitting on this little throne, you know, like, and his like little like bare feet were just like dangling in the water. Like, he was just like, like sitting there. It was weird.
At the end, when he puts his finger in Katrina's pussy after the guy came in her, I thought he was going to eat the cum.
Oh.
But he puts it in her mouth.
He feeds it to her,
Yeah. I almost thought it was going to be hotter if he had eaten
Maybe.
It. I was like, participate a little more.
Right. I really wanted, I wrote down a couple times, like, I was like, I want him to jerk off.
Yes.
Like, I want him to, like, touch himself.
That's my favorite part of cuckolding, when they're, like, the jerking off indicates that they are so turned on.
Right. Or just like there's any sort of like acknowledgement of like their like participation, like their, even if they just like grab their boner, like anything.
Yeah. Did he have a boner? We don't know.
I don't think so. But
maybe he did, but he's not man enough to do anything about it. That's a terrible thing to say after all.
You, Nigel. No. I did, you know what I did love when Charles was like, I want you to look at your man.
Yeah.
I was like,
fucking Charles.
All right. Didn't she look a little bit uncomfortable looking at him?
Oh, yeah. She did.
When she looked at Nigel, you mean?
Yeah. And made eye contact. Yeah.
There was some hot eye contact when it was like her close up, but there was other moments when it was
definitely.
Just weird.
It should have just been
Charles
really.
I know, right. I know. I want where's that porn?
Yeah, Charles has earned a fan in me. I definitely wrote that in my notes. I was like, who's this Charles guy? I'm in.
Yeah. He's hot.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't think she came.
Oh,
I don't
think
so either.
No. Her voice, her noises were extra and fake, I think.
Yeah, it was a little
inconsistent and like did not contain an arc to them or like a change that would presumably come with climax.
Yeah.
I also would really have liked if any of the guys made sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear what, if it feels good for them. I want to know what their moans sound like.
Right.
You know?
It didn't feel good for them.
I don't know. It was like, did they mute them? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That was probably, which leads me to believe that they're like expecting like men are watching it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I do think Caden Cross caters to a specific kind of porn.
I do too.
Maybe that's why she and Stoy aren't working together anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very like, it's a lot of rough sex and it's a lot of like,
almost
even
mainstream.
Though it's her directing, it does have a sort of male gaze to it, a lot of it. Not all of it, but some of it is has that vibe.
Does she market herself as a feminist porn director?
More just like, it's just like ethical.
Yeah,
it's like, it's considered like erotic, like sensual porn, which I think is like, you know, considered like supposed
more
to be
leaning
for, like,
towards
porn
feminism
for women. But it isn't specifically like feminist. And I mean I know that she, like, you know, has like guidelines that she like participates in, and like in terms of like ethical treatment of performers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's ethical in that aspect,
right? But not really like the spirit.
It's not necessarily like progressive.
Yeah, right.
She should listen to this. This is some constructive criticism, or maybe just criticism.
But there's, I will also say, like, there is porn that she's made that I've like loved because it was kind of like rough and dirty and had like a certain mainstream vibe that I sometimes bend towards, you know, like,
right.
I like to see a girl get fucked sometimes. So
I love that.
Yeah.
But that could be feministy too.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Like, there's like, if you're looking for like, I just don't think that, I don't think that there's like enough of like a in terms of like, not like backstory, but like work in terms of like attention and like, you know, stuff between the performers in order to like give a storyline like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's more just like honest chemistry, and when it works, it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know? I think her stuff is kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending on like if there seems to be real chemistry there between the performers.
Right. Like Charles and Katrina.
So was this a hit or miss or half and half?
I'd say like half and half. Like, I think like Charles and Katrina had like great chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, and like I'd be more interested in watching a porn between them, but like I just didn't feel like what I'm looking for in a cuckold porn in terms of, like, you know, between Nigel and Katrina.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Agreed.
There's still,
we've reached a consensus.
Yeah. Still like hot parts for sure. But when I, you know, when I want to watch a cuckold porn, I also just like, I just thought it would be hotter if he was more turned on. And like, there just was a sense of like tension missing.
Yeah.
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 And I wish that they like ate her pussy more.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
They were like afraid to lick it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think only one, Charles was the only person who ate her pussy.
Charles.
Yeah.
I know.
Of course. It's in his contract.
I love him.
He's like, I eat pussy on everything I do.
Yeah.
I've just like decided Charles is a champion.
Right.
Katrina is also a champion. Takes a dick like a pro. Good job.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, wait. Can impressive. We talk about her tattoos?
Oh, yeah.
On her ass. Wait. Okay. In the beginning, when they like purposefully, they have the shot of her ass tattoo slut.
Yeah.
That was maybe the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then she has,
it was also
on top of her vagina.
Daddy's girl.
Daddy's girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys like that?
I missed Daddy's girl. That's, I didn't realize I was there. That's,
I found
great.
The one slut a little distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I watch porn, I just want it to look like people like me.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, yeah.
You know? And I don't have a clit piercing.
And you
piercing.
Wouldn't get slut tattooed on your hip?
She had a piercing everywhere.
Yeah, she had piercings everywhere. And she's beautiful and she has an insane body, but like, I just wanted to watch something, you know? Like, I think the version of like my cuckold is like, you know, like in a really nice apartment and like.
You always like wanted to like be in a fancy, nice apartment.
Like a really fancy, like a high roller hotel room, and like people are in like suits, maybe, I don't know, and like
I'm on a different team.
Wearing like
I mean, I'm there for like high, I mean, we've reviewed plenty of porn that was like in an incredibly decadent apartment. I was way there for it, like I dream of someday having sex in a place like that.
Exactly.
But I also really like I love like body art. I love a performer with some sick tattoos, like slut is a bold statement, but I thought it was like fun and was like like own it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was a very
and I definitely like watching porn performers that have like more of an edge to them in their aesthetic. Like I'm here for that for sure.
Yeah.
Should we move on to Big Tits Babe Sovereign Sire cucks her husband by fucking her doctor?
This one was nuts.
I thought you'd never ask.
Golden.
Okay. So first I just have to point out that The performer in this, his name is Tommy Pistol, which is basically the same name as Tommy Gunn.
It's Tommy Gunn. I know. It was like, how did we manage to find
Tommy Gunn? Tommy Gunn
never heard of Tommy Pistol.
Is a vet in the industry. But like Tommy Pistol, like, come on.
You know? Do your own. Yeah.
Do something.
He was like, oh, Tommy Gunn is taken. I'll just go with Pistol. Yeah.
It's like coming up with your AAM screen name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Sovereign Sire. And then I don't know who the other person is.
We don't know who Maurice is played by, which is a fucking tragedy because star turn of the year.
Wow. What a performance. Can I just say what the first comment of the below the video says?
Oh, God. Yeah, of course.
It's really good. So this person says, God damn, what the fuck is going on here? I'm trying to blow a load and this Alan Cumming looking dude is trying to reenact the plot to Twins with Danny DeVito. Girl's hot, though.
I died. My God.
Perfection.
That is a perfect comment.
That's exactly what's happening.
Shout that person out. What is the handle? Not that that's their real name.
I didn't write it because I didn't. Okay. Just in case they wanted anonymity.
So I think the idea behind this porn is like he's an embarrassing girly man, and like he wants to. We go on. So I just spent this whole porn writing down the dialogue.
Me too.
Yeah. It's clearly improvised. Yeah.
A quick setup is they're basically at a doctor's office, husband and wife, and we find out that the man wants to have they want to have a baby, but he wants to be the person carrying the baby.
Yes. And then she proceeds to just like seduce the doctor like you do with your gynecologist.
Right. Yeah.
Just by like, what does he yell while she's like opening her shirt? Like, no, you're not going to be a hoe. You can't be a hoe.
He like, says, why does she?
My like Euro blend accent for no reason. Goes,
she does this all the time at the jacuzzi, at the grocery store.
Yeah.
The jacuzzi and the grocery store.
Yeah.
What? What are those the two things that come into your mind?
At the jacuzzi, you know, when you're at our private jacuzzi, she does this.
Yeah, I would hope she does it at the jacuzzi. She takes her clothes off. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just read some choice dialogue?
Oh, yeah.
It's important to note, this is clearly just like improvised dialogue.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
There's happening, no writer. Like, while she's fucking the doctor. It's almost entirely between the wife and the cuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The doctor is pretty silent.
Also, just know that the miking is terrible. Like, there's maybe a lavalier, like, in the plant behind them. Because at different moments, like, someone is yelling and they're quieter than the person that is, like, just talking at normal volume.
Yeah.
The power of his dick. That is so phallocentric. There's a whole section where she talks about porn. And she says one of the few careers in which women make more than men, where the gender wage gap doesn't exist. I mean, I've never looked into it, but I think on average $1,200 a shoot, but I've never looked into it.
It gets so meta.
Yeah, I know.
She says, eat my ass like a millennial.
I know. I was fucking dead. I was like,
I'm a 90s kid. I can do whatever I want. Yeah. And then he says, you are in your mid-30s, young lady.
Yeah.
Which
just calls her out.
She's maybe in her mid to like late 30s. When she was like, I'm a 90s kid, I was like, you are not younger than me.
Yeah. Bitch. Call her out.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't think this is improvised. I think they straight up wrote this and they memorized it.
Yeah. Or like some of them maybe. Yeah. Because I was like, there's no way that girl just came up with eat my ass like a millennial, because that's pure fucking gold. And I mean, I can't credit that to her. I really can't.
I started being like, this is ridiculous. And then I was like, this is some great dialogue. And also like, why did we go into like a whole tangent about like the porn industry?
It's like
it was like weirdly
like,
I was like, oh, I'm learning things. $1,200 a shoot, like that's good information to have, like on average, you know.
I've never seen that before in a porn.
Yeah, it's almost a parody of porn.
Yeah
you know, like it's like we're so aware of ourselves that we're like making fun of a
but
porn.
That it is porn. Right. Yeah.
It was almost so bad that it was like genius.
Yeah.
So good.
Like when he's at one point, the doctor like sucks on her foot and she goes, she was like, you know how to center a woman's pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was the one hot part to me.
I was like, oh, sucking on her foot. Okay. Yeah.
When she keeps going.
She said, you know how to center a woman's pleasure. I was like, this chick.
No, he doesn't.
Taking some like feminism studies or something.
Yeah.
And she's learned some good lingo.
And right. She's and dropping now she's it trying into this, to. Like,
weird ass porn that us and 30 other people are going to watch.
I know.
Like, guys. just trying to get off.
He goes, the wife. She's like, you're trying to steal my identity by having this baby. Like, what?
I know. It was pretty transphobic.
Yeah.
Super transphobic.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. Like, they were just like, well, first of all, they made him be like, they put him in eyeshadow.
He was like Metro.
Yeah, like very bizarre, sparkly blue eyeshadow, badly done.
Right.
And the opening and line of him being like, beer makes me bloaty, but I like spritzers.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm a new age man or something like that.
Yeah,
like, I was like, and he's like, I just want the experience of like carrying a baby. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, there's some weird, they're like targeting some people and like really like making fun of.
Yeah, it was like they were like trying to make this like, millennial hating porn,
right?
But it was also like weirdly went on a path about like why porn is cool, which I'm on board with. So like, I didn't know what to make of any moment of this.
Yeah,
me neither.
So I was just like constantly surprised and confused, and just like also wrote in my notes in all caps like, why are they still arguing while she is fucking the doctor?
At what point she's saying like, she's going like, yes, 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 and he just goes no, no, no.
That's good improv, baby.
It was like, wow, okay, really worked on that.
Oh,
one,
I also
they?
Have this line. Yeah. I said, let's try anal, and you said, let me read you my thesis.
Oh, yeah. That was something.
Wait, what,
do you remember what he said? After that, he was like, what the thesis was?
No, what was it?
It was hard to hear him, but it was something about, like, it seemed feminist, but also not at all.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was something probably offensive.
It was.
I'm going to assume. There was literally nothing sexy about this.
No.
Yeah. Oh, at one point, he goes, I don't eat pork. I'm a vegan. Like, I was like, okay, we get it. You're like,
this
trying
is about
to,
millennials. Yeah. And you sure
you've
want
hammered
to make a
the point
about
home.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's at one point she like breaks the fourth wall and just like looks at the camera while she's getting fucked by the doctor.
I really didn't like that.
Sure. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What's actually going on? I think that she like had a cold also because she coughed like four or five times throughout this.
Like, well, because she was doing so much dialogue, she didn't warm up. Leave it
her
to the pros.
Throat was dry.
Oh, someone offered her water. Maurice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He offers her water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's so like, sweet.
Yeah, he was like, you guys are really working.
Oh, my God. He's considerate, like a true millennial.
I guess so.
Oh, God.
Also, the doctor is like the weirdest, like just most silent, like third person in the room. Like, what was he really even doing there? They're just like fully having an argument.
Wow. If like, presumably this is improv, I feel like he was just the actor in the room that was like, ooh, I'm not comfortable with improv. Yeah. Like, I haven't done anything at UCB or anything, so I'm just not sure how to contribute here.
Yeah, exactly.
He was so he's like, I'll just keep fucking her because I know how to do that part, and I'll just like wait for them to ask me questions I need to answer, and otherwise I'll be
there
quiet.
There was no pleasure on her whatsoever.
No.
It was
not. She kept just like looking back at the cuck, like at her husband, to be like, okay, we're doing this improv. Like, it just, I felt like I was just like watching someone like walk and chew gum and enjoy neither.
At one point, she does like a fake orgasm that's like a siren. Like, she's like, ooh. It was like, you're okay, you're really going for it. You're really just making a parody of a porn that was just
the sound I make going down a slide.
Right.
Yeah, I can't say that
it's
also
like the same pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. The same level of pleasure, but sure, you know?
Right.
Sure, that's a noise no one's ever made in bed. Well, people have, but I can't advise it.
But
also, the whole thing is like a scene sample. Like, this is an 8-minute sample of a larger scene. God knows who's watching
that. Endorse
but it,
anyone mm-hmm. to watch.
It ends with the doctor saying, like, do you ever pinch her clit?
What is that? Amazing. That was my favorite part of
like,
the whole thing.
I was like, also, like, is that meant to be the example of, like, a capable lover? Like, the guy's like, I pinch it.
Yeah.
End of porn.
That's it. Like, I was like, that's all he's contributing to this.
Give that bean a good single squeeze and then get out of there.
Yeah. And you know what?
She'll have an orgasm. That's all you gotta
He's
do.
He's a gynecologist.
Listen, yeah. If he only. Knows.
He was like, just pinch your clit. Boop, and you're done. Just done. That's just it. One That's good all you little, have like, to boop. Do.
And then you're out of there. Oh my God. He also was full Winnie the Poohing. Like just button down shirt on, no pants.
Yeah.
That's it.
You have to keep it professional.
I guess so. You have to remind everyone.
Yeah. I'm still a doctor. In fact, let me tell you to pinch her clit.
That girl was like, needs to see a therapist.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh my God.
Was there anything that anyone liked about this porn?
I like the foot sucking part. That was like the only really intimate, hot part that I could see. And then my second favorite was the last line, just because it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I liked things because it was funny. Like, eat my ass like a millennial is gold, and I love it. But none of it turned me on, and I found none of it enticing.
There was too much talking, too much transphobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And I'll just a confusing ass. Like, I just was confused.
Oh,
as soon as I was like, I think I know what this is, it would be like, now we're talking about millennials. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about, like, porn wage gaps. Now, like, I didn't know what its politics were. I didn't know if it wanted me to be turned on or not. I don't know if it was meant to be. Like, I don't know who it was for. But it was hilarious. It definitely did have, like, a so bad it was good.
It was like a statement vibe, video, I think.
Yeah.
And I lulled for a good minute after that opening line
video.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, what do we think? Are either of these porns going in your spank bank?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think either of them is. Know. There's maybe like a section. Yeah. Like, there's some tidbits between Charles and Katrina that I would come back for, but I don't know that I would like.
Yeah.
Take the trouble to like seek it out, but like
I'm gonna seek out
some,
Charles.
Like, yeah, some worthwhile stuff in there
for sure.
I will add Charles to my spank bank. Like, I'm going to look at some other shit that he's doing.
Me too.
But
neither of these are going to go in mine. Agreed.
Yeah.
But if any of you listeners out there do know a good cuckold video, send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we'll circle back.
We're always, open to circling back.
Yeah.
And also, I like the idea. I just want, like, a good example of it.
Yeah. You know? There has to be like something really solid out there, but I bet it's super hard to find.
Yeah,
that's like simultaneously really so hard ethical to find. And hot.
Yeah, finding the needle in the haystack, as it were.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, Ariel, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This was what a treat. You know,
what a delight.
Yeah. I know. I love talking about cuckolding.
I know. I just like love talking about porn with like hot girls.
Your favorite thing. You think I'm hot?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for listening, y'all. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's Girls on Porn without the second O. And you can find Ariel on Instagram at Whoregasmic. That's WHOREGASMIC. And she has her own podcast called 7 Minutes in Heaven that you should check out.
Subscribe.
And, remember to smash that like button, subscribe, write us a review. We love reading them and we love featuring them. And if you give us your porn names, we'll feature those too.
Yeah, we love them. Your porn name is your first pet and the thing that your parents are most disappointed in you with.
Oh, God.
Ariel, what's yours?
Rory sex blogging. That's my hamster's name.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Rory sex vlogging. I love it. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for women and everyone else in the world. Love you guys. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.